Brothers and sisters in Christ, there's a beautiful transition between these 3 days of the gospel, the past 3 days. On Wednesday, we heard Jesus say to remain in his love. And then he told us yesterday that in order to remain in his love, we must keep his commandments. And today, we find out what that is. What is his commandment? Very much so this: love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. We can't say it enough. Love one another as I have loved you. And today is the day we remember during the week what it is that Jesus did, how he loved us. We keep it very much in front of our minds that he laid down his life for us. Didn't just say it. Jesus did it. He put it into practice himself, humbling himself to the maximum. There could have been no more that our Lord could have done. He showed it the best and to the fullest. He showed us this: no greater love is there than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And he commands us this: love one another. We love God by loving one another. We say that in the Our Father. Father, forgive me only if I love my brothers and my sisters. Only if I'm willing to forgive my brothers and my sisters, those that are close to me. And so this is the way that we keep Jesus' commands. This is the way, then, that we are able to remain in him. The more we go about loving one another as Christ loved us, the more firmly we'll be established in him. We're participating in the Holy Trinity, the life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is revealing to us exactly what's going on in the heart of the Trinity. He's holding nothing back from us. He's revealed everything to us. And that's why he can call us his friends. They're not just slaves, not just doing, you know, robots. Jesus is showing us we're friends. We're close to one another. And so let's pray for that grace to fulfill the commandment to love one another. This is to be our love of God. And Jesus is showing us that, especially by giving himself to us in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him now.